Hey, new hosts, are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your questions all about hosting answered here on the hotline, you just have to go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question. You will help so many other people because honestly, we think these questions are unique to us. And I don't know a question yet that has been super, super unique. Even if a portion of the question could help in other scenarios too. So these are just really great episodes. We can all help each other really think through challenges and how we would overcome them. And today we're helping Delilah.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. So I have a question that's sort of putting me in an awkward position. I'm a property manager and I have a really great ownership that I work with and I really love them and I love working together, but we have something that we're kind of not seeing eye to eye on. The owners check outdoor security cameras that they have constantly, and they will text me or let me know updates on the ins and outs of the house, like what the guests are doing. And it just feels a little, I don't know. It feels a little icky to me. And I don't know how to address this with the ownership because I don't want to offend them and I would love to continue working with them, but it's sort of becoming something that I'm not sure how to manage anymore.
That was a long pause from us because we feel you.
We feel this one.
People felt like the episode go dead.
I can share with you, Delilah, that I had an owner who I also loved, and I continue to love them actually. And they kept checking the Ring doorbell, like you said, too much, and then messaging me about it. But we're going to compartmentalize your question here because there are different aspects that I want to address in your question. But first and foremost, I do believe in open communication and being direct with our owners, obviously staying professional and sensitive. This is the biggest asset they most likely have invested in. They care very much about it. They hired you because they're nervous, but that's what I would remind them. They hired you to care for the home. And I shared this with my owner, I was like, you've hired me to care for this home. I need to make sure that I am keeping our lines of communication open for emergencies, any of concerns you have about our performance. Then we can do that, you know, at the cap of every month. But you trusted me with this property and with your home, and I need to be able to manage it in a way that gives the guests privacy and reserves these checking in of the property for emergencies only. And I'm going to ask you, if you want to check the cameras, give yourself one or two, you know, times a week where you just check in the property. Hey, is it still there? Type things. But these guests deserve privacy. And we do a really great job on making sure the guests that we bring to your home are a great fit. We do not take that process lightly. And so this is something that I need you to trust me on and to connect with us less about.
Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFV. That's StayFi.com/TFV. Let's elevate your guest experience together.
I want to highlight something, a word I pulled out from there that hurt. The owners are texting.
Mm-hmm. That's another compartmental thing I wanted to address.
Let's address it. That to me was for everyone that does any co-hosting or property management, we know that in the beginning, you probably are giving out your cell phone number. But as you grow, that cannot be a normal back and forth of communication. So let's talk about that texting component, Sarah, because that's probably also for this particular property manager also eating away, because that's the way that the homeowner is. It's allowing them to be really, what's the word I'm looking for? Reactive and just like text super easy. If you have a couple, like if you have a process in place for the way that they need to communicate with you, it'll most likely will cut down on that, because texting is such a reactive thing that we do with our friends and family. And you just kind of like on the fly do it and don't think much about the repercussion of it or where it's going. But if you put some other systems in place, I think it'll slow that down.
I am aggressive about not giving out my personal cell phone. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking about starting a co-hosting business, I would even do this right away. It will, because you are constantly being pinged if you're a co-host by your team, your cleaners, your inspectors, your maintenance team. And this is not a negative thing, but you are being kind of tapped in the shoulder by them. You're being potentially tapped in the shoulder by your guest if you're still handling guest communication. And then you add on these owners, and we're open 24/7, 365, you're constantly being tapped on the shoulder, and you deserve to have some time where you're focused on your family, on your friends, on your business growth, on empty space. And knowing that you have this time where you're not going to get messages. So creating those channels is a lot easier than maybe you might think. There's Google Voice, which is really inexpensive. There's Ring Central. There's Grasshopper. This is just naming a few. And there's really fun things you can do with these channels. Ring Central, Grasshopper, you can make it so that depending on what day of the week it is and what time it is, it goes to this person first. And if that person doesn't answer, then it can go to that person. Maybe you're at the end of that chain, right? You can have different lines. So like if you want to give your owner maybe extension one is for property owners, extension two is for guests. Well, maybe guests probably should be number one, so they can just press number one. But you know what I'm saying? You can get really creative with this, and this is a really low investment. And I believe is maybe one of the most important investments you can make to your co-hosting business is to create boundaries so that you have some space to really think and make good decisions and be there for everyone within reason.
The last thing I want to mention about having this conversation is just asking the homeowner to put themselves in the shoes of the guest when they're on vacation. You know, if you are on your family vacation, you know, kind of the, I'm just going to, you know, the old school do unto others, you know, like, would you really want the home that you're staying in? Would you want them like on top of the ring watching all of your comings and goings, you know, and just think like the guest that's booking your house is probably more like you than you think. They're awesome. So you probably don't need to babysit them on the ring camera. And that's something that I would just like put them like in their shoes of like, oh, would I want the host doing that to me, you know, and just kind of like, then it kind of like thinks like, oh yeah, like they don't need to be watching me, you know? So I think that part of it is something just tossing it kind of back in their court of there's no need to do that.
And last but not least, it sounds like when you do come to renew their contract with you, Delilah, adding a clause, and this will go across to all of your owners, adding a clause about security cameras and how you expect your owners to behave. If you have security cameras to protect your home, please remember, I mean, talk to your attorney about what that verbiage is, but if you have it in your contract as something that if you do have a concern, here is the channel in which you can connect with us about, and it's certainly not texting you, right? It's probably some sort of Google form that you set up. So it comes to your email so you can address it maybe on your monthly recap meetings that you have with your owners about how occupancy, how ADR went. And then we can talk about camera activity and you can have a discussion with them about that guest who maybe they had some concerns and explain to them this guest had this sort of history and they actually stay with us mm-hmm. this many times a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so there's a time and a place for you to be there for your owners, but definitely create a channel so that you can address it in a way that's focused and not just random and chaotic and all over the place and you feeling random and chaotic and all over the place.
That's a great question. Yeah.
With that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.